Some of the issues in this year's presidential campaign concern people who are still too young to vote. President Bush and Senator Kerry addressed one of those yesterday, Social Security. The two men offered competing proposals to shore up the retirement system for future generations. Experts say neither plan will do all of what the politicians promise. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Senator John Kerry's voice is so hoarse from a cold, he's been forced to cancel several campaign appearances today. But yesterday, Kerry spoke loud and clear on the issue of Social Security to a room full of seniors gathered in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Let me make it clear. I will never privatize Social Security, ever.
Kerry's promise drew cheers from the audience of retirees. But the real stakeholders in the Social Security debate are not those drawing benefits now. They're children, like those Kerry visited yesterday at a daycare center in Orlando. 20 to 30 years from now, as these youngsters are settling into careers, the last of the baby boomers will retire and begin drawing Social Security. Those benefits are paid by people who are still working. And instead of three workers paying for each retiree, as there are now, there will be only two. Some experts have suggested reducing benefit checks or delaying retirements to ease the strain. But Kerry told seniors yesterday neither of those steps is necessary.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's not my approach. My approach is not to cut the benefits, not to raise the retirement age. It's to be fiscally responsible and fix the economy of our country.
Some observers are skeptical that a growing economy will solve the problem. Robert Bixby heads the Concord Coalition, a bipartisan group that advocates fiscal responsibility.
I don't think anybody thinks we can grow our way out of this problem, and we shouldn't be trying to mask the deficits in the future with promises of growing our way out of it. Presumably, we would want to have a strong economy no matter what, so it's not exactly a Social Security reform plan.
The Bush campaign accuses Kerry of ignoring the needs of future retirees. The president's own plan depends on a rising stock market. As he told supporters in Pennsylvania yesterday, Mr. Bush wants younger workers to invest a percentage of the money they now pay in Social Security taxes.
I believe in order to strengthen Social Security, younger workers ought to be able to take some of their own money and set up personal savings accounts to get a better rate of return than the current Social Security Trust does. A personal savings account they call their own, a personal savings account they can pass on to another generation, a personal savings account that the government cannot take away. We've got to think differently.
Kerry says having workers keep some of the money that would otherwise go to Social Security breaks the generational compact that's existed since Franklin Roosevelt. He also says Wall Street banks that stand to collect fees on the personal accounts would be among the biggest beneficiaries of the president's plan. The Concord Coalition's Bixby agrees those administrative fees are a concern, but he says a bigger concern is how to fund the new accounts, since every dollar invested in personal savings means a dollar less for the U.S. Treasury or today's retirees.
There are two dangers in a political campaign. You get the do-nothing crowd, which basically says the current system's fine for another 40 years, so we don't need to make any hard choices. And you get the free lunch crowd that says, let's do personal accounts. We don't care about how they're funded. We'll guarantee all future benefits, and we'll have these private accounts. Neither side is being candid with the American people, and neither side is telling younger people how the system is going to be sustainable for them.
Bixby says it may be unrealistic to expect politicians to talk about such hard choices in the midst of a presidential campaign, but it's about time, he says, since the November election will choose the first president of the senior boom. The earliest boomers retire in 2008 on George Bush or John Kerry's watch. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Columbus, Ohio.